Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics.
Michael Medved's Marvelous Media Malice Maker.
Say that again.
Welcome to Michael Medved's Marvelous Media Malice Maker.
Terrific. Now we can use that.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Is it the greatest nation on God's green earth? Well, there is a new analysis by the U.S. News and World Report. They do an annual best countries rankings. Look, it's very complicated, but the results aren't too stunning when you look at the most recent top 10. The United States, where do we place? We will get to that. There's also a huge new ranking. It takes forever to go through it, frankly. And it's about the top colleges in the country, which really means the top colleges in the world. Every study that has been done shows that when it comes to universities, the United States leads the world. So what are the colleges that lead the United States? We will get to that, and we will get to one surprise nominee in the top 10, which is a school I've never heard of, but listed as the 10th greatest college in the country. We will get to that. We will also be dealing with a film that when it came out, the first film, initially some 20 years ago, that film became the top money-making romantic comedy ever. And now there's a sequel. That's actually a sequel to a sequel. What are we talking about? We're talking about My Big Fat Greek Wedding. If you remember that first film from, again, 2 decades ago, it was a delightful classic, and people went to see it again and again and again because it made them feel so good. So what about My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3? We will tell you about that film and about a remarkable film about literary genius coming up. And speaking of literary genius, we have a Call of the Week classic in honor of the anniversary of September 11th terror attacks, that anniversary coming up on Monday. This Call of the Week classic from September 15th, 2017. Listen.
The Call of the Week.
I get so overwhelmed. But, like, I don't understand.
It's educational.
Like, everyone goes to the bathroom on campus every day, unless they have some great powers.
It's informative.
Your talk show creates a hostile environment.
Feel the love.
I love Fidel Castro. Fidel Castro, please keep it up.
Hear the hate.
And you're the devil. You're the big Hitler.
Every Friday, exclusively on The Michael Medved Show.
And the winner is...
Well, hello, Michael. How are you?
I'm well.
I love your provocative show, but I must say, within the spirit of truth, we have to continue to pursue it. Pursue it.
Did I stutter?
Good. Let's pursue it. Go ahead.
My question to you is, because I don't know the answer, has our government ever actually prosecuted the evil of 911? I don't know. I really haven't ever heard anything. Pro or con?
What?
I don't understand the question.
Do you understand my question?
No.
Well.
Okay, stop eating for a moment.
Lay off me, I'm starving.
We never really, did we as a government, prosecute anyone? Where did they all go? Did they go back to Saudi? I don't know.
Wait. Mary Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, he's in Guantanamo.
I never heard that. How come we don't know that? My friends don't know that.
Because you're not paying attention.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, 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 no.
No, no, no.
No, 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 no.
But I do believe this.
What do you mean, no, 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 no?
I believe it's all biblical and it's happening.
It's all happening.
Okay, again, Mary.
I was working for the airline industry, and it's funny, none of us knew that.
You think you know, but you don't know.
Ironically.
None of us knew what about the airline industry?
I said I spent many years in the airline industry, and our captains, many of them, no one knew anyone was prosecuted. There's evil, too much evil out there.
I agree that there's too much evil out there, but the notion that people did not get prosecuted for September 11th, the reason we couldn't prosecute the principal culprits of September 11th was they all died!
Well.
This is sad. The U.S. government actually has prosecuted 992 people for terrorism. Since the 9/11 attacks, most of them never even got close to committing an act of violence. But in terms of people involved with 9/11, I mentioned Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. He's considered the mastermind of September 11th. And the other people, the 19 hijackers, who actually hijacked the four planes, they all perished. And they really did. I mean, they found enough of what was left of them to test for DNA and to identify who they were. That's how we know their names, for goodness sake. And the idea that we've never prosecuted people from 9/11, this is... Now, that call came through 6 years ago. And that's already alarming. But can we... At least get some of our memories straight as we're coming up to this anniversary of September 11th, which I do think is an important day and an important day to remember. There is, meanwhile, all kinds of talk about complications in the presidential race, because there is so much dissatisfaction with both Biden and Trump. There is more and more conversation and a whole series of new columns about a third party impact. And some of that has to do with what we're getting from the polling. And then James Carville had a fairly witty observation on his reaction to Biden's polls, which are terrible. This is clip 12.
The polls are not were not great. And it tells us that, you know, voters are expressing some apprehension here. It's pretty clear. I mean, there's not much else you can say when you look at them. I mean, I guess the best thing you could say is that not... That if anything, they're worse for Trump. But there is an apprehension out there that's undeniable. But on the other hand, I point out we haven't lost an election since the Dobbs decision. So, you know, we were supposed to lose in November and off the year. We didn't really. We're kind of tied. So I don't know. But the polling that I've seen or anybody else has seen is not very good. There was a memo. My friend Jim Messina said, I said, Democrats need to quit bedwetting, but my wife's already changed me to rubber sheets.
That's graphic reference, of course, to Mary Madeline, his very well-known wife. And then Gavin Newsom keeps turning up as a potential candidate, the governor of California, who won re-election handsomely and of course, defeated his recall. He tells Chuck Todd about his plans about running in 2024. We'll get to that. And another candidate who's currently running for the nomination, who gives a very broad hint about participating in a third-party race. And Joe Manchin yesterday, the senator from West Virginia, the moderate Democrat who has no home in the Democratic Party, right now he's losing his race for re-election in the U.S. Senate. If he ran as a Democrat, he'd lose in West Virginia by 20 points, the polls say. So what is he talking about? We will get to that and to much more coming up on the MedVed Show, 1-800-955-1776.
you saw real white trash on display.
Michael Medved.
He dresses like white trash. He really needs a fashion consultant.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, y'all. Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Michael Medved.
Your light will not be dimmed. And the light of Gavin Newsom, the governor of California, who is widely discussed as a presidential possibility. The reason he's discussed as a presidential possibility is because so many Democrats, two-thirds of Democrats, according to recent polling, don't want Biden to run. They want somebody else. Here's Gavin Newsom talking with Chuck Todd of NBC. It's clip five.
Filing deadlines haven't passed. President Biden doesn't run. Why shouldn't we consider you a likely
candidate? Well, I think the vice president is naturally the one lined up, and the filing deadlines are quickly coming to pass, and I think we need to move past this notion that he's not going to run. President Biden is going to run, and looking forward to getting him reelected. I think there's been so much wallowing in the last few months and hand-wringing in this respect, but we're gearing up for the campaign. We're looking forward to it.
But you hear these calls privately. What do you tell these donors who are wallowing in this?
Time to move on. Let's go.
And am I supposed to interpret that comment about the vice president that if for some reason the president chose not to run at this point,
well, that's the natural,
everybody rallies around her?
It's the Biden-Harris administration. That's maybe I'm a little old-fashioned about presidents and vice presidents. I was a lieutenant governor, so I'm a little subjective.
Okay, lieutenant governor, of course, is very much like being vice president. You don't have that much to do, except in the state of Texas, where the lieutenant governor under the Texas Constitution is a very powerful position. But most other places, lieutenant governor, you're just waiting around for something to happen to the governor. Sometimes it does. Sometimes it does for vice presidents. But the idea that Gavin Newsom is so clearly ruling himself out, even if President Biden decided not to run, that's interesting and makes, of course, Democrats even more nervous because you talk to any leading or prominent Democrat, nobody wants to see Kamala Harris as leading a ticket. She is a deeply troublesome candidate for the Democrats to look at as a Biden replacement. Even worse would be Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And he just gave a recent interview that indicates something that I think many people expect, that it's very possible that he will run as some kind of third or fourth or fifth party candidate somewhere, somehow. And if he did, there's a real question. Would he take more votes away from Republicans because of some of his interest in some of the same issues that President Trump has talked about regarding particularly medical issues, and also his fascination with conspiracy theories, which probably could take some conservative votes. However, I think that if Robert F. Kennedy runs as a third, fourth party candidate, he'll get 4 or 5% of the votes. Something that would be more than enough to basically guarantee a Trump victory. Here's what RFK Jr. had to say, clip 8.
Pretty clear that the DNC does not want a primary. I don't want to say that they want a coronation, but that's, I think that that's a fair way to put it, actually. Essentially, they're fixing the process so that it makes it almost impossible to have democracy function. They're effectively disenfranchising the Democratic voters from having any choice in who becomes president, who becomes the Democratic nominee. If the DNC is going to rig it so that it is simply impossible for anybody to challenge President Biden, and I need to look at other alternatives because I can't go back to the people support me and to my donors and say I'm in this to make a point. I need to show them a road to victory.
Okay, what is he saying? Is he saying he needs to go back to his donors and to talk about running as some kind of independent candidate? And speaking of running as some kind of independent candidate, there's a familiar voice that you will hear in a new anti-Trump video that is making the rounds. And this features somebody who actually won election as Vice President of the United States twice. The voice you'll hear is Dick Cheney. Listen, clip 13.
In our nation's 246-year history, there has never been an individual who is a greater threat to our republic than Donald Trump. He tried to steal the last election using lies and violence to keep himself in power after the voters had rejected him. He is a coward. A real man wouldn't lie to his supporters. He lost his election, and he lost big. I know it, he knows it, and deep down, I think most Republicans know it.
Okay, and he goes on. Is he campaigning for his daughter? She's not running for anything. Would he urge people to consider Mike Pence? That is not at all unlikely. Mike Pence made a terrific speech at St. Anselm College on Wednesday, a speech about the dangers of populism. And he was interviewed yesterday on CNN. Listen, clip 3.
How are you the best messenger for this message at this moment in your party?
Well, I honestly believe that when people look at the long scope of my career, and you've known me for a long time, even though my hair's got a lot lighter than your has in those years. Look, I was Vice President of the United States. I'm incredibly proud of that record. But we don't elect co-presidents in America. And I'm proud of the fact that most Americans know me as that loyal Vice President standing alongside the President when we rebuilt our military, we revived our economy, we stood for the right to life and values. But I stood loyally with him until a day came that my oath to the Constitution required me to do otherwise. But what I hope in the course of this campaign is that Americans come to know me a little bit more like you do, that I was a conservative governor that showed you can cut taxes and balance budgets, as we did in the state of Indiana, expand educational choice and even reform health care. And I hope people know me as a conservative leader in the Congress that fought the big spenders in my own party.
And that's a pitch that Pence makes. Also, a more traditional Republican foreign policy of peace through strength. Though we have time for, we will get to the other comments he has to make. We also have the list of best countries compiled by U.S. News and World Report. The United States is not number one, but we're up there. They also talk about the countries that are moving up and down, and I have no reason to believe or understand why they are moving up and down so dramatically, especially the U.K. Is this Rishi Sunak, the new prime minister? We will get to that and more coming up on The Medved Show.
Medved Show.
I hate what you've done to us! I hate what you're doing to us! I hate you!
Michael Medved.
Former CIA officer and survival expert Jason Hansen here. I teach people how to prepare for the unexpected. Right now, most Americans are not ready for the death of the U.S. dollar. You have money sitting in cash, and if you don't act soon, your financial future could be at risk. I have partnered with Advantage Gold, the number one rated precious metals company in America, to release my new digital dollar survival kit that's 100% free for everyone who calls today and claims your free survival kit. Simply call 800-900-8000 and give your email address, and I will have this new digital dollar survival kit sent to you immediately. Call 1-800-900-8000 now and claim your free kit, and also mention my name, Jason Hansen, and see how you could also qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Supplies are limited, so call right now before it's too late. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Forecasters say Hurricane Lee is losing steam but remains a powerful storm. The National Hurricane Center says Lee is now a Category 4 storm, packing top winds of 155 miles per hour. Dangerous surf and rip currents are expected along much of the East Coast beginning on Sunday. California Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom was asked about running for president.
Filing deadlines are quickly coming to pass, and I think we need to move past this notion that he's not going to run. President Biden is going to run, and looking forward to getting him reelected.
The governor also told NBC's Meet the Press that Vice President Kamala Harris would be the next Democrat to run if President Biden was not up for reelection. And at the closing bell, the Dow gaining 75 points to close at 34,576. Tim Berg, USA News.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
From politics to pop culture,
pure energy,
and from coast to coast, your cultural crusader.
Pure energy.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one of the factors that clearly in line with making the country the best it can possibly be has to do with ending war. And Mike Pence, I wanted to give one more soundbite from him because he basically talks about how you don't end war or strengthen a country by surrendering to a vicious adversary like Vladimir Putin's Russia. Here is Mike Pence talking about the only way to end the war in Ukraine in a day, which is what President Trump has promised to do. This is clip four.
What I hear from the former president, frankly from others, it's war raging in Eastern Europe. I hear the former president saying we'll end it in a day. The only way you end the war in Ukraine in a day, Phil, is by giving Vladimir Putin what he wants, which
do you think?
Which Vivek Ramaswamy's idea is to do just that. Let Putin keep what he's taken and promise Ukraine will never join NATO. And then he adds to that a willingness to let China have Taiwan after 2028. And incomprehensibly, Vivek, who's a good man, I met him a couple of years ago. He's a good family man. He actually said we wouldn't use military force to defend Israel in an attack by Iran. But this is the populist strain and the pulling back from American leadership on the world stage that was not how we operated in the Trump-Pence administration.
Okay, and it's certainly not the tradition of Reaganism. in terms of the tradition of Reaganism, seeing the United States as a great city on the hill, so how does the United States rate in U.S. News and World Report? USNews.com, they unveiled their 2023 country rankings, the best country in the world, and moving up plus 8 position points, the United Kingdom, New Zealand second, the United States third, then Australia, Sweden, Canada, Japan, France, Switzerland, and Germany. And outside the top countries, there were some countries like Myanmar and Ukraine that had tremendous upswings because of situations in that country. Despite its war-ravaged status, Ukraine went up 22 places, 22 points, and countries that fell included Russia, lost 15 spots, and Jordan, which is troublesome because any kind of peace arrangement in the Middle East is going to depend on Jordan. And also, when it comes to these ratings, it's fascinating. I actually wasted a great deal of time looking through it, but I do find this stuff fascinating. The Wall Street Journal issued its huge, very thick ratings of some 400 top colleges in the United States. Yeah, that's right, 400. And one of the things that was amazing is they had a special recommendation for the schools among the College Pulse 2024 best colleges in the U.S., most highly recommended by their own students and recent alumni. Best school in the country? Brigham Young University. And then Brigham Young University, Idaho, another Mormon school, was fifth. Massachusetts tied with Massachusetts Institute of Technology. It's pretty amazing. They have a top 10 schools in the country, and this is an overall rank. And what they've done, they've changed this to try to orient it towards student outcomes. In other words, how likely are you to actually graduate? How likely are you to be helped in terms of what you will earn and the kind of job you will get? And they have a complicated scoring system in that regard. The top three universities in the country are Princeton, number one, MIT, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, number two, Yale, number three, Stanford, number four, and Columbia University, number five, which is different from a lot of other rankings. What's stunning to me is there's a place I'd never heard of called Babson College, which is rated number 10. It's rated ahead of most of the Ivy League schools. By the way, Brigham Young University in overall rankings ranked ahead of Dartmouth and Cornell, very well-known schools. In any event, the Babson College, which I looked up, it's in Wellesley, Massachusetts. It's a business school, and it ranks number 10 out of these 400 schools because it delivers the goods. It maintains relatively reasonable tuition. And that was another part of what they ranked here, was how easy it is to get financial aid. One of the reasons Princeton ends up on top and Yale ends up number three is because they both have substantial endowments, and they provide generous scholarship aid once you're able to get in. Meanwhile, there's also this issue we started yesterday of the candidate songs. First of all, this comes out the same day that there's a big article about the fact that Eminem, Slim Shady, is very angry at Vivek Ramaswamy. Well, who isn't? But Vivek Ramaswamy decided to do a performance impromptu on the campaign trail, and very enthusiastic performance, but it wasn't a particularly great imitation. They say in the Wall Street Journal, music can jazz up a political campaign until the artist wants out. A GOP presidential hopeful Vivek Ramaswamy courted trouble with the rapper Eminem when he performed an offbeat rendition of Lose Yourself in Iowa last month. Eminem, through his representatives, sent the campaign a cease and desist letter. Candidates have a long tradition of playing songs at events in an attempt to look cool or to offer hints about their approach or platform. Artists, however, don't always want to be pulled into campaigns, especially when their politics don't align. The Rolling Stones, you may remember, were protesting President Trump for using You Can't Always Get What You Want, which always seemed to me to be particularly unusual choice for a campaign song in the midst of an election. But when you come to Vivek Ramaswamy and this poll that we have up in our newsletter that we sent out today and at our website at michaelmedved.com, under the heading, we asked the 2024 candidates to pick the songs that stir their souls. And they were offered to pick 20 songs, but you couldn't repeat an artist in more than one song. And Ramaswamy picked Lose Yourself by Eminem, number one. Number two, he picked a Mozart piece, but the Rondo alla Turca, which is actually from the Mozart Piano Sonata Kirchhoff number 330, and is a very strange selection for something to move your soul. The rest from Ramaswamy: Centuries by Fall Out Boy, Believer by Imagine Dragons, Jolene by Dolly Parton, Thunder by Imagine Dragons, Dream On by Aerosmith, and Pastures of Plenty by Woody Guthrie. So, other surprises here. We will get to that. There's a surprise with a sequel to the top-grossing romantic comedy of all time coming up. You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
And I know it's after Labor Day, and that's supposed to be the end of the summer, even though the summer doesn't formally end for a while. But we can still make the most of what is a lovely season in much of the country, with fewer wildfires and hurricanes and polluted air, and a time to enjoy basically the season of the year and the imminence of change. Autumn is always a favorite season of mine, and that's not too far away. Okay, first we have a big sequel to a big smash hit from a long time ago. Listen to the latest from Hollyweird. Okay, the story behind My Big Fat Greek Wedding, which was 20 years ago, was an amazing story about a not terribly successful actress named Nia Vardalos. And Nia Vardalos actually wrote and then produced together with the wife of Tom Hanks, and Tom Hanks' name was also on it as a producer, what became a gigantic money machine and the highest-grossing romantic comedy of all time, My Big Fat Greek Wedding. And it was about a young woman sort of approaching middle age, and her relationship with trying to establish independence from her family, and who owned a Greek restaurant and loved all things Greek, and then falling for John Corbett, who played the young man who became her husband. Well, the same cast is back, not the actor Considine, who played Nia Vardalos's father. But she's back, and the rest of the cast is back, and this time she's directed the film. And the film is a little bit more ambitious than the immediate sequel, because it takes you out of the Chicago neighborhood that it was supposed to be portraying. And most of the film actually takes place in Greece, because the main character's father has died, and she is going back with her husband and her daughter, Paris. A daughter is played by a wonderful young actress named Alina Kampouras, who's going to be a big star. Daughter is supposed to be a college student. The actress, Alina Kampouras, is about 25. And they go back to Greece for this reunion and then find a few surprises about the town that her father left behind all those years ago. Listen.
We're having a reunion.
We're going to Greece.
Oh, yeah.
I promised my dad I would find his best friends.
I know them. Do they still live here?
No.
How do we find them?
Angelo and I are on it.
Let's do it!
I'm calling it. You got us back to Greece. You're the head of the family now.
This is one reunion we'll never forget.
Well, you could forget it. And, I mean, Greece is beautiful, and it looks beautiful in the shots and the camera work and the staging. It's all lovely, though a lot of it is just so cartoonish. There are lots and lots of sequences with roosters crowing and coming into the kitchen, and goats everywhere, and buying, and basically, there's a lot of questions that don't really make sense. How could they go as a family journey back to this little hometown without contacting anyone or even making hotel reservations? It doesn't make a lot of sense, but it's all good-natured. The music, which of course is Greek-flavored, as you would expect, is there. There is another wedding. There's a Syrian refugee who has taken taken up residence in this small town where apparently no one else is there for this reunion. So they have to gather people together. And the film is pleasant to watch. But again, in terms of plot and dramatic meaning and any kind of deeper emotion, even the emotion when they are bringing back her father's ashes to his former hometown, don't really pay off in an emotional way. 2.5 stars for My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3. Will there be a My Big Fat Greek Wedding 4? Well, if the film is successful, as it may be, because it's pleasant enough, it's rated PG-13, with a few references to nudity and sexuality, though it's appropriate for people of different ages. 2.5 stars for My Big Fat Greek Wedding 3 playing in theaters. There's also another film that came out 7 years ago. And it's a film that I did not see 7 years ago. Almost nobody did, but it has an unbelievable cast. The cast includes Nicole Kidman and Jude Law and Colin Firth. And it tells a true story with tremendous historical respect, a story of the most famous book editor who ever lived. His name was Max Perkins. And he was the book editor of young Thomas Wolfe and of F. Scott Fitzgerald and Ernest Hemingway, among others. And in the film, Jude Law plays the young novelist who arrives in New York with dreams and then has to be brought under the wing of his protective editor, played by Colin Firth, and the film all taking place in the early 1930s. And the performances, consistently remarkable. And the true story behind this particular film, which is called Genius, also remarkable. Listen.
I have it. The new book.
Bring it in, guys.
Here you go.
We can do it.
How long?
9 months. If you resist the temptation to add more.
I have to be able to add more.
The book is 5,000 pages long.
Point taken.
You've been working every night for 2 years. Do you have any idea what it's like coming home to an empty apartment every night? I've lost him to your husband.
Your daughters, they want their father back.
It's my job. It's what I do.
I'll bring you stuff rich right from my gut.
God help anyone who loves you, Tom, because for all your millions of beautiful words, you haven't the slightest idea what it means to be alive.
Okay, the film is fascinating, and the story of Thomas Wolfe, author of Look Homeward, Angel, and of Time of the River, and two other books, is amazing. And it is true, he turned in manuscripts that were 5,000 pages long, and they had to be chopped down and edited and somehow brought into shape. And the process of a writer working with an editor to shape a book is made dramatic and fascinating. And one of the remarkable side performances here is Nicole Kidman plays Elaine Bernstein, who was the lover and muse, much older, of Thomas Wolfe. Again, Kidman is such a good actress. And you want to see more scenes with her, though she plays a character who is deeply self-destructive. The best thing about the film is the humanity and wisdom and love of books and writing that is displayed by Colin Firth as the main character, Maxfield Perkins. And it's one of those films that is worth seeing. It is playing everywhere, now available for rent on multiple streaming services. 3 stars for Genius. It's one of those films that could have been longer and given you more about Fitzgerald, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Ernest Hemingway, who were other celebrity clients of Max Perkins. But it makes you want to read and enjoy more. 3 stars rated PG-13 for some harsh language and sex references. Coming up next time, we're going to take a look at the Colorado lawsuit that's trying to keep Trump off ballots. Now, beating him in the election is one thing, but striking him from ballots before they're even printed, is that going to work? Should it? And Andrew Sullivan says the president's greatest legacy, Biden's greatest legacy, would be to leave the stage and turn it over to somebody else. We'll also be speaking to former Vice President Mike Pence in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Discover Tuscany in California at Allegretto Vineyard Resort by Ayers. Located halfway between San Francisco and Los Angeles, Allegretto Vineyard Resort is nestled in the heart of Paso Robles wine country and evokes the character and charm of an Italian estate. Voted as one of the best wine country hotels by USA Today, indulge in memorable experiences as you tilt back a glass of award-winning Allegretto wines. Savor locally farmed and foraged cuisine at Cello Restaurante and Bar, while enjoying soothing spa treatments from the boutique spa Allegretto. Experience the handcrafted joy today, with rates starting at $209 per night, Sunday through Thursday stays throughout the month of August. Use promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Book your Tuscan-inspired getaway today with promo code COOK at AllegrettoResort.com. Allegretto Resort.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at PestWorld.org.